Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 12th of March, delivered to a choice. The persecution and abuse of Christ culminated at Calvary as he was nailed to the cross and was lifted up from the earth. All the people fiercely reviled him, including the two thieves who were crucified with him. However, through their abuse and the injuries that they had caused him, the other law within them was being disempowered. They were being delivered to a choice and also polarized to their choice. This was exemplified by the contrasting responses of the two thieves, but it was also evident among those in the crowd. For example, some sought to satisfy his thirst, while others said, "Let him alone, let us see if Elijah will come to save him." After Christ declared his offering finished and committed his spirit into the hands of the Father, he breathed his last. Luke recorded that the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned to their houses. This is what happened to Peter when he looked at Christ who had turned the other cheek in response to Peter's iniquitous abuse and betrayal. The other law was broken in Peter, and he went to his house weeping with godly sorrow. On the day of Pentecost, those whose other law and sin had also been breached were able to repent and to make a good confession. Meeting one another in this way is how we find reconciliation in our marriages. In the face of accusation and perceived mistreatment, as disciples of Christ, we are to turn the other cheek in apology to those who through their own law impose the law upon us. As we do this with Christ, the other law is dying in us, and the one who is aggrieved is delivered to a choice. They can exact recompense and advance the expectations of trading in the marriage that brings them under judgment, or they can meet their adversary in the cross and find deliverance from their own exercise of the law. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 27 verses 48 and 49, Luke chapter 23 verse 48, and Galatians chapter 2 verse 19. For further study, Luke chapter 23.